are.
That's new music from the group Water Parks, and I'm Jay Thurber.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Bring me sunshine.
Well, as the sun pulls away from the shore and our boat sinks slowly in the west, it's just about time for me to make like a police car in Paris and get the flick out of here. Remember to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time ends at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning. Until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
say that's Helmut Zacharias' best Jim Morrison impression, but it's actually his best Jose Feliciano impression, that version of Light My Fire that very few people seem to play anymore. They usually go for the Jim Morrison version on. But here we are on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Frank Chaxfield started this hour off with Spooky. Speaking of spooky, I'm Eric O'Brien. I'm spookier than most. Don't know why, but that's all I can say right now. And now it is time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because somebody went through the trouble to create them, rather. And so why not celebrate them while you're at it? Beginning with October 31st, of course, which we all know as Halloween. So there you go. I mean, that's given. It's also Nevada Day. It's the state holiday in Nevada, marking the day it became the 36th U.S. state in 1864. It's also National Caramel Apple Day, a fun food day in the U.S. celebrating the caramel-coated apple, which is appropriate on October 31st when you have candy galore, right? November 1st is All Saints Day, a Christian feast day honoring all saints known and unknown from whom their labors rest. Yes, that's who they are. It's also National Cinnamon Day, a food celebration in the U.S. dedicated to the spice cinnamon. Well, that's pretty obvious. Who wrote this thing? National Authors Day honors authors and the craft of writing, and that's always a nice thing to celebrate, especially if you're a librarian or somebody who reads a lot. November 2nd is All Souls Day, which always follows All Saints Day. Instead of celebrating all the saints, you celebrate the faithful departed. It's also National Devil Egg Day. If you like deviled eggs. I don't, but that's good for you. It's also National Ohio Day, which seems kind of ridiculous, but honoring the state of Ohio next door to us, to the west. November 3rd is National Sandwich Day. Yes, it's also National Housewife Day and Cliché Day. If you use a lot of clichés in your speech, well, then it's a day just for you. Yes, and you can take that to the bank. Let's see. November 4th is Election Day this year. Locally, it's pretty much local races, but they're just as important, so get out there and vote if you haven't already. It's also National Candy Day, which seems kind of ridiculous since you just had Halloween. But, maybe there's something significant there. It's Use Your Common Sense Day, a whimsical observance encouraging people to rely on logic and practical thinking. Oh, you're encouraging that, but people don't typically use that, right? Yeah, so, my goodness. November 5th is National Donut Day. It's also National Love Your Red Hair Day. And it's also American Football Day, a day centered on one of America's most popular sports. So there you go. If you're a redhead, that is the oddest day, celebration of that day that there is. But there you go. And then finally, November 6th is National Nachos Day. It's also National Men Make Dinner Day. Yes. So if you're a man and you haven't made dinner yet, if you're single, well, this is your time to shine. So there you go. It's also Saxophone Day. And hopefully your kids are learning an instrument in school. And let it be the saxophone on November 6th. Those are the holidays you need to celebrate on these days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate on these days, but you might as well because somebody went through the trouble to create them. Here's Lex de Azevedo, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Maybe I should change the name of this show.
relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Andy Williams there with Shadows of the Night. It's also known as Quentin's theme. Before that, we had Jeff Love and his orchestra with Ebb Tide, Paul Marriott, and You Are. Ronnie Aldridge in there, Where is the Love, and Lex de Acevedo with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. If you're bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, just keep listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, like with the tunes from Stan Freeman. Night is young and you're so beautiful, and I can talk, really I can. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Peter Bilk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Touch Me in the Morning. A nice little tune done by him there, originally done by Diana Ross, I believe. Roger Williams with Autumn Leaves, appropriate for this time of year, although they, as of this recording, they have not fallen yet, which is kind of odd, but it's been an odd weather year, and that is why. The Electric Indian in there with Kemosabe and Stan Freeman with The Night is Young, and You're So Beautiful, here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for... Brian and Dateline Fresno, California. A truck dumped a bounty of blueberries on Highway 99, leaving a sticky purple stripe across the morning commute, and probably a delicious mess at that. The California Highway Patrol urged drivers to slow down as the rolling berries turned lanes slick. Crews shoveled mounds of fruit onto the shoulder while traffic crawled past the blueberry carnage. Officials said no serious crashes were linked to the spill. The cleanup took hours and a lot of elbow grease and probably inspired a few pie jokes. The cause of the spill remains under investigation. I thought it was a truck that dumped it. Okay, anyhow. Boise, Idaho, our friend David Rush is at it again. This time he doused a YouTuber in a torrent of tosses to set a new mark for water balloons burst in 3 minutes. Rush launched balloons while his partner positioned for pops, racking up a triple-digit tally under official rules. The soggy spectacle was filmed for posterity and verified as a new team record. Rush, known for turning backyard chaos into sanctioned feats, added the title to his sprawling collection. The stunt doubled as a tutorial in stamina, aim, and cleanup duty. A video of the attempt shows the floor carpeted in rubber confetti. Lovely. And finally this hour, Bozeman, Montana. A black bear ambled up to Bozeman Spirits Distillery before dawn, sniffing the sidewalk like a tourist shopping for a nightcap. Security footage captured the Bruin lingering at the door and then wandering off into the quiet streets. Police and wildlife officers responded but found the visitor had already moved on. The distillery shared the clip with a wink, promising to card the guest the next time. Residents were reminded to secure trash and steer clear of curious wildlife. No damage, just an unforgettable bar story. And those are your headlines this hour. Stay tuned for more next hour. Here's Frank Jaxfield in Body and Soul, Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy with Botticelli and Never, 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 Never. Bob Blum in there with Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett tune, the best known probably. Bill Luce, Love Will Keep Us Together. Paul Marriott with Copacabana and Frank Chaxfield with Body and Soul. And just because I'm having one of those days, I think I need to insert this little interlude here just to save you from the stress of having to listen to my stuttering for whatever reason. That didn't... Hang on. Listen to the Fantastic Strings first. Well, one of these mistake matinees like Jay Thurber's always talking about. Strings and softly as I leave you. Now let's see if we can get this right here, huh?
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha-ha.
Definitely appropriate in this show.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha-ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
Oh, indeed it is, yes. Al Keola takes us up to the top of the hour on this Halloween weekend. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? I'll try not to screw it up.
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.